Page after page of paperwork is one of many hurdles a non-American recording artist faces coming stateside.
U.S. immigration law requires that somebody who's coming to the U.S. to perform have a working visa or an employment visa.
Matthew Covey is an immigration lawyer and director of Thomas Dot, an organization that helps foreign artists address the hurdles presented by U.S. immigration policy.
If you've got the Rolling Stones coming and saying, hey, I just want a visa, I don't have anything planned for the U.S., that visa will be denied even though it's the Rolling Stones if they don't have anything booked. These are notoriously difficult and expensive to get. The fact that these are required has a really significant impact on the arts in the U.S.
For that reason, coupled with others, Covey says many great overseas musicians will never get exposure in America.
The U.S. is not necessarily the easiest market to break into. Oftentimes, the tour routings are complex and the big distances, and especially if you've got a career that's doing really well in Europe, why would you bother?
Yeah, but it's more the idea that, it is kind of a dream for me that I come play in the States.
Ain't got no home, ain't got no shoes.
Swiss singer now based in Germany, Lucia Kadosh is taking her first shot at performing for American audiences. It wasn't long ago she had her reservations.
The stories I hear from my colleagues in Europe is like that it's so humiliating to do that process, even though it works out, but you just lose money on touring in the States, and then you ask yourself a bit, is it worth doing this as an investment in your career? Then some people reached out for me because of my last album. Some people from New York reached out to me and wanted to hear my music played here, and then I thought, yeah, okay, then that's maybe a sign I should start trying and come over.
For Mexican percussionist Antonio Sanchez, coming to America has been a career-long struggle, even now as a green card holder.
It's so troubling, so enraging for me to talk about this, because I was one of the lucky ones. I was the lucky one that got through and that I'm able to live here. I became a citizen, I do great. And I was lucky to be in a family that had resources to send me here. But, millions and millions of people that would like to try their hand just at coming and just checking it out, not even staying, just coming to hear some jazz. You can't.
It's only gotten more difficult and expensive for international musicians to tour in America. It could cost up to $8,000 to obtain a 3-year visa. Immigration lawyer Matthew Covey speaking for the musicians he works with.
Visas are needed to perform in the U.S. by foreign artists, and they suck. And we're trying to figure out how to deal with that system.
Ain't got no country, ain't got no schooling.
In New York City, I'm Ang Santos, WBGO News.